Hare Krishna. Question. It is said that in the Bhagavatam that one who surrenders to the Lord, he becomes free from all other obligations. So does this apply only for pure devotees, or does it apply for sadhakas like me also? Answer. There is a principle and there is a practical application. So the principle is that the emphasis, if you say this verse, that sarvatmanaya sharanam saranyam gato mukundam parihrittikartam, that the principle in this is that if we devote ourselves to the Lord, then we are not having any other obligations. Because what there are different people in this world who do different things for us. Our parents do something for us. The government does something for us. The society in general does something for us. So we are receiving so much from so many different people. And in general, if we receive something from someone, we have to give something in return to them. That is the general principle of reciprocation. So that is the idea of duties. Now, but we understand ultimately that whoever is doing for me, ultimately it is Krishna who is doing to me through them. So when a mother feeds the breast milk to a child, it is Krishna who is arranging for the breast milk in her breast. She doesn't know anything about how breast comes in a breast milk. That doesn't mean she doesn't have love. But the point is that she is not the only source of the love over there. So when we see that ultimate connection, that is Krishna who is doing all these things for me, then we focus on loving Krishna. Understanding that whatever love I may get from different people, I'll get the fullest love from Krishna. So now, the stress of this verse is that we should not stay stuck at the horizontal level. So if you could consider our relationship with people in this world as horizontal relationship and our relationship with Krishna as the vertical relationship. So we should not stay so caught in the horizontal as to not do anything for the vertical. But now does that mean, now Krishna also says, Sarvadharman Pratyajamamekam Sharanam Raja. Give up all varieties of religion and surrender to me. So does that mean that one has to give up all dharma entirely? We see Arjuna, he did do Kshatriya dharma. Even after hearing Arjuna, Krishna Sarvadharman Pratyajya, he did do Kshatriya dharma. Why? Because that was the way he could surrender to Krishna at that time. So what this means is that any dharma that is pratikul to bhakti, we can put it aside. So for him, his kula dharma, his fighting against wanting to protect his relatives would have come against. So he gave up the kula dharma, but he stuck to kshatriya dharma. So if some of our worldly responsibilities come against our bhakti, then we can put them aside. So for example, if a family remembers tell us, don't practice bhakti at all, then we don't have to listen to them. We can continue to practice bhakti, but that does not mean that we insensitively reject them or neglect them entirely. Now, Prabhupada, the sannyasi, who renounced his family, but later on, when he came back to India, then when he saw that his family was in poor financial straits, he actually gave them a regular commission, arranged for ISKCON to give, to ensure that they're financially maintained. So as much as we can, we should do within our circumstances whatever is possible for helping our family members also. We should not bother too much about technicalities, what stage of bhakti I am at, and whether I am free from the reactions or I'll be free from reactions. We should not go so much into karma. The principle underlying this that comes from this verse is that we should not let any worldly obligations stop us from practicing bhakti. But that does not also mean that in the name of bhakti, we irresponsibly reject all worldly obligations. Rather, we focus on practicing our bhakti and we also try to do our worldly obligations as much as possible while focusing on bhakti. And we sensitively deal with situations and relationships in such a way that those people also at least get a favorable impression of Krishna if they don't themselves get connected with Krishna also. Thank you. Hare Krishna.